This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jody Wagner is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for Lieutenant Governor, running for that honored spot against Mike Signer. Jody, of course, is former Secretary of Finance, former State Treasurer, a one-time congressional candidate. It's an honor to welcome her to the program. Jody, how are you?
I'm fine, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thanks for spending some time with us. I know this is game day. Very, very busy day for you. Tell us how the day's been going so far.
It's been going well. We started out in Virginia Beach where I voted. Then we went up 64 to Richmond, so went to some polling places there, went to Petersburg, saw some voters there, and are now headed back to the Hampton Roads area. Unfortunately, it's begun to storm pretty badly, so I hope that doesn't suppress turnout too much.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, Jody, for the folks who are listening who have yet to vote, and, you know, we're going to be voting on the way home, the polls are open till 7 p.m. tonight. Give us the Jody Wagner 101, a little bit about your background and why you want to be Virginia's next lieutenant governor.
Okay, well, Coy, for the past 7 years, I worked in the Warner and Kane administrations. I was the, as you said, the treasurer in Warner's administration and the secretary of finance in Tim Kaine. And I saw what we could accomplish with leaders like them by working across party lines to fight for the issues that affect all of our families, you know, creating jobs, investing in education, and expanding the health care access for our children. So during that time, I also saw Bill Bowling up close and personal. And, you know, I've got to tell you, we need a lieutenant governor who will work across party lines to get things done, not someone who's going to be purely ideological. So I am running to make sure that we continue the Warner Kane legacy of success, and I think I'm uniquely positioned to do that.
We're talking with Jody Wagner. The phone lines are open if you've got a question for Jody, 977-1070. Jody, tell me the degree to which you think your background with these, you know, you're on the front line when it comes to the Virginia budget. Lots of experience as Secretary of Finance, State Treasurer, dealing with the numbers. How would that impact your role as Lieutenant Governor?
Well, it's not just understanding the numbers, but it's actually having experience solving problems. And I bring, you know, that experience to the table to really deal with the issues of creating jobs and improving education and dealing with transportation. You know, you need somebody who's going to work hard every day and who's been able to work on with members from both sides of the aisle. And I bring that experience to be able to do that in Richmond. I'm also a small business owner and understand some of the challenges and frustrations of business of small businesses and a mother of four. So I understand what, you know, people are going through during these tough economic times.
We're talking with Jody Wagner live on Charlottesville right now. The primary is today. The polls are open until 7 o'clock as Virginians choose the Democratic nominees for statewide office. Jello's on line two. Jello, welcome to the program. You're on with Jody Wagner. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I am a 30-year card-carrying union member. Work in the rubber industry. Give me your take on Virginia's right to work law. I'll hang up and wait for your answer.
Okay, well, thank you. I respect and admire your service to your company and to the Commonwealth and the work that you've done. I believe it's been very important that the unions have the opportunity to organize and that we make sure that we have a level playing field for them in which to compete and in which to speak to their members without intimidation. But I'm also a realist, and I recognize that Virginia's right to work culture is here, and it's not something that's going to be easily changed. And I am not advocating that that's an issue that the Democrats take on this year. I think there are some other issues that are absolutely essential to deal with, like economic development, to create new jobs so that we have jobs to employ union members. We need to be working hard to do that and fighting to make sure that there are Democrats in the mansion and the lieutenant governor's seat and the attorney general's seat and the House of Delegates so that we can deal with economic development, deal with education, and deal with many of the challenges that are facing the Commonwealth.
Jello, thank you for the call. We got a line open at 977-1070. We are talking with Jody Wagner, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor, and the polls are open until 7 o'clock. Jody, tell us some of the issues that are really important to you that you would like to focus on if you do win today. We'll find out in a few hours. And if you do win in November against the Republican incumbent, Bill Bowling.
Well, Coy, first of all, there are people all over the Commonwealth that are hurting. You know, we have 300,000 Virginians that are unemployed. And they are unemployed in everywhere from Tidewater, where I've met unemployed accountants, to Northern Virginia, where I've met unemployed carpenters, to Southwest Virginia, where I've met unemployed people that are doing all sorts of professions. And we've got to get these people back to work. And the way we do that is by creating 21st century jobs. Those are jobs that are jobs that are sort of the new wave of employment. Those are emerging technologies like green energy, jobs to find ways to deal with biotech. Those are the things that are going to be the future and that are really going to move Virginia forward. But right now, when we try and engage in those activities, we're really doing so with both hands tied behind our backs because we don't have the tools in the governor's toolbox to be able to recruit jobs. And I think we need to add some of those tools. I spelled out on my website an economic agenda that goes through the things that I think we need to do to make that happen. And, you know, while my opponent has been, you know, very clear that he thinks we can create jobs by using stimulus dollars, I agree that we can do that, but that's already a given. Governor Kaine is already allocating those dollars to create the stimulus dollars to create jobs, but we need to do more. We need to be in a position where when the stimulus dollars run out, we will have the resources and the tools to be able to continue to grow our economy. The second thing is we, you know, right now across the Commonwealth, one in five students doesn't graduate from high school. That's not the 21st century workforce to be able to attract the 21st century jobs. So we need to fight to make sure that we improve that. And that starts when kids are young. It starts with pre-K for all at-risk students so that every student shows up in school ready to learn. And it means that we don't give up on the kids that are in high school. We mentorship programs and internship programs so that they have an opportunity to understand what their options are and encourage them to stay in school. We need career track education because ultimately there are a lot of students all over the Commonwealth that would enjoy and would benefit from the opportunity to learn a skill such as plumbing, being an electrician, learning how to be a computer technician. And those are jobs that we need to have filled in the Commonwealth that we're not going to outsource. So those are all things that I think are absolutely essential that we move forward and work on. And then finally, we need to make sure that we're making science and technology education exciting to our kids in elementary school and middle school because we have to be growing the engineers and the scientists and the IT professionals of tomorrow. They'll be here in Virginia so that we can continue to grow industries in our economy.
We're talking with Jody Wagner live on Charlottesville right now. She's a candidate for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor, and the polls close today at 7 o'clock. They opened this morning at 6. It's a long day, and we appreciate, Jody, you joining us. And the phone lines are open. If you've got a question, give me a quick call, 977-1070. Jody, as we start to wrap this up, I'm curious, if you do find out in a few hours that you have won this election and you are the nominee to run against Bill Bowling, what is your strategy to run against this incumbent? How do you beat Bill Bowling?
Well, you know, I think, Corey, the question is very simple. Voters are going to have a choice in November, and the choice is going to be either voting with someone who has had the history of success as being part of the Warner-Kaine administration, where we work together and solve problems and move the Commonwealth forward, or the history of, I would say, 20 years of holding the Commonwealth back because my opponent has been wedded to ideological positions and has really fought to avoid making change and improvements that the Kaine and Warner administrations fought for. So it's going to be a very simple choice that people will have. And I think that the answer will be clear, that people are definitely going to choose to go with someone who's going to continue to make improvements and move the Commonwealth forward.
Jody, before we let you go, if somebody is planning on voting here in the next couple hours, what would you like them to keep in mind as they step into the voting booth?
Well, I would urge them to consider their choice carefully and vote for someone who has the experience and the skill to make sure that we continue to keep the Commonwealth moving forward, because ultimately that person is going to be the person serving as lieutenant governor and making a difference for the next 4 years to solve education, transportation, and economic development.
Jody Wagner, the former Secretary of Finance, a former state treasurer, and a candidate today in today's Democratic primary for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. Jody, I know you're very busy. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to you.
Corey, thanks so much. I appreciate it, and have a very good day. And please, everybody, go out and vote.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.